You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, powered by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Scott Stump right around the corner, having a little difficulty getting in touch with Connor Grogan. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Matt's got some scoring updates from a few of the games being played around the Shore Conference tonight. A
couple of finals already, guys. Manalapan beat Marlboro 54-0, so the Braves still undefeated. Colts Neck gets a school record 9th win on the season. Their season will roll along in the state playoffs. They beat Howe 48-7. Right now, Barnegat on top of Pinelands into the first quarter, 21-0, and who would have thought this would have turned out to be maybe the best game of the night so far. Freehold Township leading Freehold Borough 28-27. The Borough has the football with about 3 minutes to play.
There you go. By the way, Manalapan's win officially clinches the A-North Championship for them. Is that three in a row?
Yes.
Is that three straight?
I think
that's three straight. And Colts Neck, who had has had a great season, doesn't win the division title because of the loss to Manalapan. That head-to-head showdown ended up costing them the title.
And got a tough one in the next round with Middletown South.
Absolutely.
Interesting game, rematch game between those two teams.
Yeah. So there's your kind of scoring update. Before Scott jumps on, I want to just throw this out there because it has a little special meaning to me. But last night down at the Manahawkin Moose Club, right off Route 72, Southern and Central had a pasta dinner. All the players invited and the coaches and everything from both staffs. And they're going to start a new tradition down there because Southern and Central, throughout my high school career, that was our Thanksgiving Day game. We played Southern. That game was discontinued after Lacey opened. They had not played since 1983 on Thanksgiving. So after all these years later, a 28-year absence, I think it is, they're going to go at it again on Thanksgiving starting tomorrow. And what they're going to do, and I think it's pretty neat. So Central's hosting the first game tomorrow at 11 o'clock. So last night, Southern hosted the pasta dinner. And then tomorrow, I believe Central will host something for all the parents, like coffee and bagels before the game.
From both teams.
For both teams. And then they'll flip-flop when they do it next year, which I think is pretty neat.
It's a great idea.
What I really like is they're going to have a trophy for the winning school. We'll keep a trophy. They're calling it the Boyd Emmert Trophy, named after my former football coach, the late Joe Boyd at Southern, at Central. And Ronnie Emmert, the longtime coach at Southern, who was not there last night. He was actually down in Florida on a Disney trip with some of his family. So the winning team will get that. I just think it's really nice. They did a great job last night. Both schools would be commended for bringing this one back. And had a nice chat with Chuck Donahue last night as he gets ready for his for the game tomorrow. And, of course, a state semifinal. But I kind of like that. If I was not traveling out of the area tomorrow, I think I would have gone over and caught a little of that game.
Well, it does make sense. And I know we all have different feelings. And depending on, the playoff situation and whatnot, if you're going to play on Thanksgiving, have it mean something. And I think there have been some schools that have done a really nice job of making the game mean something. And I think what they're doing between Southern and Central, I think that's a great idea, having the teams involved, the parents involved. Of course, you want to win.
Absolutely.
But this year, probably more so than any year, hey, let's just come together and be able to chat a little bit and break bread.
I totally agree. Scott Stump from All Shore Media and ShoreSportsNetwork.com joins us for a few minutes on this Thanksgiving Eve. And Stumper, I know we've gone back and forth and we all have pretty strong opinions about, I don't think we're anti-Thanksgiving Day game. I think we're anti how it doesn't work with the playoffs. But we're not going to do that this year. We're just going to be thankful that there is high school football to talk about. And, obviously the Shore Point Beach game tomorrow is the big one, Scott. We've certainly spent a lot of time on that. But what else intrigues you about Thanksgiving Day?
Well, it's actually become an interesting game again. I think after a lot of years kind of being one of the lesser games is Joe Adoisi's favorite game, the one that always comes up, the oldest rivalry in the Shore, Toms River South and Lakewood. I mean, with both of those programs really resurrecting themselves, a lot of exciting fires on each team, I think that could definitely be a fun game. I mean, there's other games, for division titles and things like that, but in most of those games outside of Point Beach Shore, there's one team that's a particular heavy favorite. But I think Toms River South Lakewood could be fun between, two up-and-coming programs.
And boy, it's probably been a long time. At least it seems that way, ten years, that they've both been pretty good coming into that game, right?
Yeah, I mean, you'd think the last time Lakewood was in the playoffs was 2002, and Toms River South had some good teams back then as well, so you'd have to go back at least a decade to when that game really, you know, featured, you know, two pretty solid teams. I mean, Toms River South is 4-5, but they've played a very tough schedule and lost to a lot of good teams, and they're a team that I think is really has the chance to be a force next year because they're so young and have so many dynamic skill players coming back. And with Lakewood, you know, it's the end of some tremendous careers. Obviously, Tyrese Feverett, who's been one of the leaders of their renaissance here in the last 2 years, and Marquise Oliver, another co-captain. I think that, yeah, it's the first time in a while that that game is going to be, you know, fun to watch. And, you know, again, it's between two quality teams.
Scott, when you think about the schedule for tomorrow, and we just did a lot on Shore and Point Beach, but it's certainly worth getting your opinion on the game. I mean, is there a game that has more meaning than those two schools playing what could be a preview of a state final of game, but of course tomorrow for a division championship?
Not even close. I mean, I know Neptune and Asbury Park is a great rivalry, two teams that are in the state semifinals, but you know, division championship on the line, and I think it's kind of fun for the small schools to take center stage on a day like this for once, because usually we're talking about Thanksgiving games like Wall, Manasquan, you know, RBC Rumps and things like that between some of the bigger programs, but for one day, everything will be revolving around two Group 1 schools, and I think by far that's the biggest game tomorrow.
I think the game means something for Long Branch, right? The Red Bank at Long Branch. Long Branch has got to win to get a piece of that title, right, in their conference?
Yes. They would tie Neptune with a win for their first division title since 2007. And that's no gimme game because, you know, Red Bank has won four of their last five games here coming down the stretch, and they're trying to finish 500. So there's some incentive to kind of ruin things for Long Branch and maybe catch them looking ahead to the state playoff game a week later.
You know, this might be the first time that we have not on this show the night before the game or the week before the game really spent all that much time on Wall Manasquan. We had hoped to have one of the Manasquan players on but couldn't touch base with him. And obviously the stature of this game is not what it's been in recent years, Scott, for sure. But Wall Manasquan arguably is now the best annual Thanksgiving Day game at the Shore.
I always joke that it's the only game where I buy 50-50 tickets on my way in the game because there's a good chance if you hit it, you might walk out of there with about $1,500 because the crowd there is always tremendous, always sort of one of the crown jewel games. And whenever people are fighting to defend Thanksgiving games, this is one that's a prime example. But as you mentioned, this is the first year in recent memory that I can remember both teams being under 500 coming into the game. That's pretty rare, but usually it's very intense, you know, a great crowd, and the kids really leave it all on the field. So even though, you know, both teams aren't having the seasons they necessarily wanted to have, it'll still probably be a very good game tomorrow.
Scott, do you give an edge to one of those teams over the other?
I would still give an edge to Manasquan. I mean, they really fought tooth and nail to get into the playoffs in that final stretch. I mean, they beat a previously undefeated Rumson team, and they just had some better wins. Meanwhile, Wall is coming off a loss in a consolation game, and I just feel like Manasquan has a few more veterans and has looked a little better this season overall. I would put them as the favorite, but as we know in this game, sometimes the records can go out the window, but I would give Manasquan the edge.
How about Rumson? Did they have enough left after that disappointing state loss to even give RBC a game? That one also is for a division title.
Right, yeah, I don't really see that happening. I mean, they were banged up in the loss to Weequay. Travis Clark, their star linebacker, running back, he left with a foot injury. So I'm sure he'll bring himself out there just because it's his last game, his senior year, and he doesn't want to miss it. But I wouldn't assume he'd be anything near 100%. And RBC's just been head and shoulders above everyone else this year, and RBC takes this game very seriously. Although, the one interesting wrinkle is this is the first time in a long time that RBC is the one that has a game the following week and Rumson doesn't. Usually it's the other way around. Usually RBC's been knocked out of the playoffs in those tough parochial brackets while Rumson's playing for a title. But now RBC has a big St. Joe-Montvale game looming a week later. But, yeah, I think RBC just has too much, and Rumson's just not going to have enough left to really give them a good battle.
Talking with Scott Stumpf from All Shore Media, shoresportsnetwork.com. Also, the All Shore Media Review is out, which you can pick up at any Wawa in Ocean of Monmouth County. It's absolutely a free football news, sports newspaper. I know the current one that's just out, what people have to be thankful for, and you know, in based on what's happened in the last month or so, I think we've all sort of, most of us are counting our blessings a little bit. Scott, I got to throw in a little plug for one game that's not on Thanksgiving. That is not a championship game, but always has some meaning. It is Jackson Memorial visiting Jackson Liberty. They play for the Connor Cup, named after the longtime athletic director at Jackson Memorial High School, the late Don Connor. Jackson Memorial has won this game every time, but I guess for the first time on paper, it is the Lions who would have to be considered the favorites.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, Jackson Liberty coming off its first state playoff appearance ever in its six-year history. They just had the better season. Jackson Memorial's really struggled. They're 2-7. So this game is strictly for town pride and bragging rights on their end, where Jackson Liberty's trying to show that it's starting to grab a lot of that spotlight and get out of the shadow of Jackson Memorial in that town. So you're right. This is a rare spot for the Lions to be in, where they're going to be the ones that are expected to win, even though they never have against this opponent. So I think that definitely makes that game interesting.
Well, we're thankful we get a chance to talk football with you every week. I hope you and Amanda have a very enjoyable Thanksgiving day, and we'll chat with you next Thursday.
Yeah, same to all you guys. Have a very happy Thanksgiving, and we'll be talking state playoffs before you know it again.
All right, Scott Stumpf goes on his way. We take a break. We come back. We pick some of these Turkey Day rivalries. We do that after this. You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.
The winter driving season is almost here, so now is the time to stop by Bayville Auto Care for your free fall checkup and 30-point courtesy inspection. Bayville Auto Care will make sure your vehicle is running properly for the upcoming winter months. Ask about their Level 1 lube, oil, and filter service for just $19.95 on most vehicles. Don't wait for that cold morning when your car won't start. Make an appointment at 732-269-9893 or stop by Bayville Auto Care on Route 9. Expert repairs and personal service for over 20 years. Water Street Bar and Grill is fully operational and ready to get your mind off the weather. Stop in for 2-for-1 burgers on Tuesdays, $5 margarita pizzas and sangrias on Wednesdays, and happy hour specials daily. This Thanksgiving, they're serving up an incredible holiday meal. Reservations are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Game day doesn't get any better with 21 HD TVs along with drink and food specials during every NFL game. Baker's Water Street is located across from Huddy Park on Robbins Parkway in downtown Toms River, or online at bakerswaterstreet.com.
There's something special about seeing your son take the field with his team. The roar of the crowd as they charge between lines of cheerleaders, fists punching the cool night air. You hear the tinny echo of the PA and the familiar fight song from the marching band. And it takes you back to when you were on that field, in these stands, so many years ago. This is the stuff high school memories are made of. Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to be a part of Jersey Shore High School football. And should the need arise, we're ready with the region's most experienced team of orthopedic sports medicine specialists, experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. Football season won't last forever, but the memories will. To learn more about the extraordinary orthopedic care you'll find at Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org. Or call 888-724-7123.
Now back to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River, powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
They're rolling into the Water Street Grill tonight, as you might expect on Thanksgiving Eve. By the way, they will be open tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day and Thanksgiving evening, so there you go. So here are our football picks. By the way, things have tightened up after last week, in which I went a perfect 8-0. Matt was 7-1. Ed is 6-2. So, Matt, you're a game up on both Ed and I. And it is crunch time, my friend. The cream will rise to the crop. We'll start with Wall and Manasquan in the game. You guys will broadcast tomorrow on 1160 and 1310 a.m. I like the home team, Manasquan.
I also like the home team. I'll go with Squan.
I know what you guys are expecting, but you're not going to get it. I'm actually taking Manasquan in the football game.
I'll save the big one for a little bit later. Red Bank at Long Branch. Intriguing game, Ed.
Nah, I think Long Branch all the way. I think they're rolling. Good football team.
I would agree. Long Branch.
Green Wave, I think it'll be a close one. Asbury Park at Neptune, one of the real old games at the Jersey Shore. What do you like, Mr. Harmon?
I'm going to take Neptune in that game. That's a toss-up. It always is. Asbury Park has pulled upsets in that before, but I'll take the Scarlet Flyers.
Flyers for me.
I think we all went Neptune. My picks were in the paper today in the Asbury Park Press, so I can't certainly go back. Lakewood at Toms River South, 93rd meeting. I think it'll be a good one. I think Toms River South emerges with a very close win.
I like the Indians.
I do, too.
Toms River East at Toms River North a little later in the weekend.
North for me.
Yeah, Mariners for me, too. We got to have something different, Matt. I got to catch you.
That game Saturday, Jackson Memorial at Jackson Liberty. Do the Lions finally win the Connor Cup?
I think they do. I was impressed when we saw them a couple weeks back against Monsignor Donovan, and Jackson Memorial just had such a bad year.
Who do you have, Kevin?
Jackson Liberty.
I think they're a better team. I'm going to have to take them also.
And finally, the showdown at the beach. Tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, division title on the line. Shore at Point Beach. Who do you like, Harmon?
I'm going to take Point Beach, although Coach Costantino gave a pretty good argument sitting here listening to him. It could be a different story come state playoff time, but the home team wins that one.
Mr. Sarluca?
I think I'm going to take the Gulls in a toss-up game. He sold me tonight, Cos.
The few, the proud, the beach in a close one.
So we all got the same pick.
That's pretty much going to do it. I want to thank Tom Tremblay for taking care of everything here. Phil Harding for his usual great job back at our studios, especially to the Costantino boys for coming down tonight. We thank all the people up here tonight. For Mr. Harmon, Mr. Sarluca, have a very happy Thanksgiving, you and your families. I'm Kevin Williams. We'll be back next Thursday night in our regular spot. Have a good Thanksgiving, everyone. You've been listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.
The Barnabas Health High School Football Show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River on 105.7 The Hawk, was powered by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Join us again next week. Get a complete look at Shore Conference football. And for more anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com.